This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and wife Melania Tuesday paid solemn tribute to the 11 people killed Saturday at the Tree of Life Jewish Temple in Pittsburgh. The Trumps lit candles for each of the victims inside before stepping outside to leave remembrances. They also visited some of the wounded recovering at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. People across the city of Pittsburgh gathered to sing and hold signs in solidarity with the Jewish community. Chaim Rice is with the World Jewish Congress.
People of the world should unite the terrorist activities of all types, whether the guy's a single maniac or it's a group. It's something that should not exist, and it's something that we fight against.
Others like Andy Harden were protesting the visit by the president at this time.
I think it's appropriate, but I think it was too soon. I can't speak for the entire community of Squirrel Hill, and I can't speak for the people in the synagogue. But from who I talked to, they have said he is not welcome here because he is not welcoming to others.
The first of the funerals for the victims of Saturday's attack were held Tuesday. The suspect, Robert Bowers, was arrested at the scene after being wounded. He's been charged with 29 felony counts, including hate crimes, and could face the death penalty if convicted in what the Anti-Defamation League described as the deadliest targeting of Jews in U.S. history. American missionary Charles Wesco was killed in Cameroon Tuesday near the town of Bamenda as he traveled through a northwest region contested by Anglophone separatists and security forces. The 44-year-old Baptist missionary had been in the country less than 2 weeks. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is expected to return to the capital of Juba Wednesday to take part in a peace ceremony for a new agreement signed in August to end 5 years of conflict. Machar fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo in 2016. This is VOA News. A general in charge of the deployment of thousands of U.S. troops along the southern border with Mexico said the troop levels will rise, but declined to say by how much. They were ordered to the border as at least two separate caravans of thousands of mostly Central American migrants moved through Mexico heading to the U.S. Georgia State University political scientist Jennifer McCoy said the problem of illegal immigration has actually lessened in recent years.
Immigrants are coming regularly into the United States. This is overall a relatively small number. And overall, immigration has dropped in recent years of people seeking to enter the United States, and border apprehensions have dropped as well. So it is not the crisis, the alarming crisis, that I think the president is trying to make it out to be.
Meanwhile, General Terrence O'Shaughnessy, head of the U.S. Northern Command, said border security is national security. More than 5,200 troops are being deployed across Texas, Arizona, and California. President Trump indicated Tuesday he'll seek by executive order to scrap so-called birthright citizenship, conferring citizenship on anyone born in the U.S., even to parents with no legal status. He appeared on the HBO documentary series Axios.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen.
Republican members of Congress have also indicated their intention to introduce legislation in the same vein. Thousands rallied in Sri Lanka's capital demanding Parliament be convened to end a political dispute between the president and his sacked prime minister. Among those marching in Colombo, Mohammed Imran.
It's about democracy, and we are with the democracy of this country. We would like to support whatever the outcome is from the Parliament.
President Mairithpala Sirisena dismissed Ronald Wickremesinghe and his cabinet Friday and suspended Parliament. Indonesian divers have detected a long object underwater in the area where a Lion Air Boeing 737 went down shortly after takeoff Monday, with 189 on board. Sonar is being used to determine if it's part of the plane. At least four are known dead from the effects of Typhoon Yutu that slammed into the northern Philippines Tuesday with high winds and heavy rains, causing landslides. Several are reported trapped. In Italy, 3 days of violent storms left at least 11 dead, with near-record flooding reported in Venice. The U.S. Space Agency's space telescope Kepler has run out of fuel and will be retired after a more than 9-year mission in space for searching for life beyond our solar system. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.